Glory to God. With what you two have already shared, it really just begins to forge the way forward for what I just feel the Lord's trying to impress upon us. Amen. As his people. And we need to know what God is impressing upon us.
Yes.
And then we need to act upon what God is saying to us.
Yes.
Amen. We need to be doers of the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you, Father, for the time together in your presence. And Father, we would ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would just quicken this word to us today. And that, Father, you would take us on to another level in you.
Amen.
I just ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today I've entitled the words that I have, The Measure of Faith. The Measure of Faith. Each and every one of us has that same measure of faith. We have a plan. Daniel felt the Lord impressing upon him to collect food and things to give to people who are in need.
Amen.
The dropouts, the down and outs, and people in this area. As we come up towards Christmas time. Practical things and food. And we're going to try and do this for 100 people.
Amen.
We've already had donated to us 100 packs of wipes.
Praise God.
So, praise God, that must be the right number. Hello?
Amen.
Yeah, come on. When God says a thing, he's going to do it.
Yes.
But he wants you and I to be involved in it.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And so we want to give out things to people.
Yeah.
To bless them. And at the same time, we're going to give out a small New Testament.
Yeah.
And we're going to share the Word of God. Let me give them a New Testament. So when we give them physical food, that looks after this side, but we need to give them this food.
Amen.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
Which looks after the man inside.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
God wants us to meet the needs of people.
He does.
God wants us to touch and change lives.
Amen.
You and I are here with a purpose.
Yes.
With
yes.
a destiny to touch and change the lives of others. Do we have the faith to do it with?
Amen.
Do we have the faith to do it with? We've had that scripture read to us. We're more than conquerors.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us.
Amen.
Nothing can come between you and God.
Amen.
Because we're forgiven.
Amen.
We're set free. Hallelujah. We have to stay in relationship with him. We have to talk to him. It's good to talk.
Amen.
I felt abandoned this week. He's not sent me a message. I don't know whether he sent his mother a message, but he didn't send me a message. Feel abandoned. Stephen sent me a message. Kids today, they've got all this technology. and still don't have no time. Just kidding. But take it on. Turn with me to a scripture. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Romans chapter 12. I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Amen. When we come to God, we come to God to worship Him. That is part of our service. That is part of our worship unto Him. Goes on to say in verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, and that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Verse 3, for through the grace given to me, I say to every man among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought, but to think so as to have sought sound judgment, as God has allotted to each the measure of faith. Just leave that verse up, if you would, please. Now that verse 3. The measure of faith. Glad you brought these in. See these? Just bring that one as well. On the packet, it tells me how much is in these two packets. What, does it say that on the, does it tell you on your packet? How much have you got there? 300 grams. 300 grams. I've got 300 grams in each of these. The same measure. So, if I was to give these out to each and every one of you, you would all receive the same measure. Amen? But then what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what God has given to you? Well, before you can share it, and I don't disagree with that statement, but before you can share it, you have to really get a grasp of it and make it grow. Faith. God gives to you the same measure of faith. He doesn't look at Pauline and say, oh, I'll give you a double portion of faith. He doesn't then go and say to Camilla, oh, you can just have one. He doesn't do that. It is the same each time. It's the same each time. And so when it says in the Word of God there, each person a measure of faith, the correct translation is actually the measure of faith. There's just one measure. There's not different measures of faith. There's one measure of faith. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we all get the same portion. Praise God. See, there are no favorites with God. He thinks you're just as wonderful as me. Isn't that great? He thinks you're just as special as John or as Pat. Wow. one family, one heart, one God. That measure of faith has to begin to operate in the kingdom of God. That measure of faith has to begin to come into a form of power and authority that moves and changes the direction of people's lives. That measure of faith is there to help you and me walk each day in the kingdom, in the light of His power. That measure of faith is there to conquer all sin, all sickness, all disease. That is what that measure of faith is there for. That measure of faith is to help us grow and develop in our relationship with Heavenly Father. So, He's not giving more to somebody else. He's giving exactly the same amount so that each of us can have that same relationship. Each of us can have that same walk with Him. So important. We're equal in the kingdom of God. How do we get faith? Well, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, and it says, so faith comes from hearing. Every one of us can hear, can we? Yeah? Praise God. But it's not just hearing naturally, but it's by hearing the word of Christ. By hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. If you spend your time listening to the garbage of EastEnders, Coronation Street, Home and Away, and whatever else crap and trash that happens to be on these soap operas, then you will end up being weak and insignificant and wonder why your life is in a mess. Because what are you feeding your faith on? What are you feeding yourself on? Garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. Is that not true? If you feed on something that's good, I know, I mean, let's be honest. Probably a number of us in the past have travelled to different countries, and at different times we've had the local cuisine that didn't quite agree with us. You know, and it causes one to suffer. I remember being in China the first time. Everything had gone well for nearly 2 weeks, 3 weeks in fact. And the day before we were due to catch an aeroplane, it got me. Man. Whew. Dreadful. I'd eaten something that wasn't good. And it began to affect every part of my physical being. And I'll be truthful. It affected me. It was affecting me emotionally. And I think it was even affecting me spiritually. Because everything was being attacked in my body. But you know, if we will feed on this word and let this good word come into us, it will quicken our mortal bodies. It will change our thinking. Stephen and I were just sharing, it's great to be in the presence of God. Such peace and such contentment to be there. You don't want to leave it. But we do have to. We have to go out. But we go out equipped as conquerors. We go out as world beaters. We go out as the kingdom of God people who will destroy darkness and destroy the works of the devil and bring in the power of the kingdom of God. Amen? We're demon beaters. Hallelujah. We're soul winners for Jesus. Amen? Glory to God. But our faith has to rise. We have to let our faith be quickened by the Word of God. You see, only you and I, we were saved by faith, it says. Through faith, it says, you were saved. Is that right? Is that what it says? Through faith you were saved. How did you hear about it? Somebody told you about Jesus. Somebody told you about the Word of God. Jesus is this Word. And when we hear the Word of God, it quickens our faith. It's like having a meal. Every time I call in on one of my Nepalese brothers or sisters, they invite me in. Would you like a cup of tea? No, I'm in a rush. I've got to get back. Got to see, you know, got things to do. Got to pick Grace up. And so you think, that's okay, I've got it sorted. The next thing you know, there's a cup of tea in your hand. Okay, I'll drink my tea. I'll behave myself, so I drink my tea. And while I'm drinking my tea, all of a sudden, something appears on a plate. And it's like, so I have to eat this. And if you're not careful, a second plate will appear. A couple of weeks ago, I went to two different families to get something, they want to just do something else. And by the time I'd done it, I'd two meals. You know, then I had to go home and said to Grace, just make me a small portion, you know. Why, where have you been? I've been fed by my Nepalese family. I've been fed by my family. But in the same way, and it makes you strong. But in the same way, we need to eat of this Word. Let this Word come into us. Devour it. You don't physically chew the pages, but I'm just giving you the demonstration, so I know. But, you know, you don't eat, you know, you don't lick the pages. It doesn't quite work like that. But we hear it with our ears. Yeah. We listen and we hear it with our ears. And it speaks to our spirit. And we suddenly become quickened. Hallelujah. Oh, what a word. Glory to God. And when that starts to happen, the devils flee. Martin's just got up with a word from God. Run! Drive out the enemy. This is what sets captives free, the Word of God. And it's this measure of faith that has to be built and to grow in us. God has given to you the same measure of faith, but it's about causing it to increase. Yes. Amen. Amen? In here is a pot of rice. Doesn't look to be a lot, does it? But, as you know, being a cook, as you know, you add just one ingredient to that, don't you? Water. And it swells and grows and increases, don't it? I mean, I don't eat these. I go and get the real thing. But, so, we add to this, and it grows. That measure of faith that God has given to us, when we begin to read the Word of God, we add to it the water of the Word. And the water of the Word causes it to grow. The water of the Word of God in us causes us to grow spiritually. God wants you to grow. Look at your neighbour and say this: God wants you to grow. God wants you to grow. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Now you're getting it. God wants you to grow. It's not about, you know, just, it's not about growing out this way and having to sort of adjust the notch on your belt and say, oh, you know, I've got to take it out a couple of notches. But it's about growing spiritually. Amen? Growing spiritually. When we see these guys come back from Bible college, from Teen Challenge, we see them grow. Not only do we see them grow physically, you know, mentioning no names, but we see them grow spiritually. We see the spiritual man grow, and it's because they're hearing the Word of God. Hallelujah. They're hearing the Word of God, and faith responds to the Word of God, and faith begins to grow. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. One translation says, yet faith comes from listening to this good news. The good news about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's good news. And the good news is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, please. And verse 15. Paul writes to the Ephesians church, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. For this reason I too, having heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and of your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord God of that the God of your Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. And I pray that the eyes of your heart. You don't have eyes in your heart, in your physical pump, but the eyes of your soul will see the things that God is saying to it. Hallelujah. That the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and that what is surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. There is a surpassing greatness for believing in the Word of God. There is a greatness when we begin to trust the Word of God. There is power in trusting the Word of God. There are miracles in trusting the Word of God. But it comes by receiving it by faith. We need to receive the Word. And let that word begin to do its work in each and every one of us. Verse 20. Which he brought about in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand, at his right hand in heavenly places. Jesus is raised from the dead. One of the greatest miracle probably that ever happened. The miracle of destroying the works of the devil. The miracle of standing against hell itself and calling Jesus out of hell. Yeah. and setting him free, and that he takes his life back and brings about my forgiveness, your forgiveness, brings about my freedom, your freedom, and brings about my faith and your faith in Christ Jesus. And far above all, rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come. And he puts all things in subjection under his feet. And he gave him as head over all things to the church, which is this body, and the fullness of him who fills all in all. What's happening there? Because of his resurrection life, suddenly, when the enemy comes against us, we have to remind ourselves, where does he belong?
Under our feet.
Where does he belong? Under our feet. He doesn't stand at the side of us. The enemy can't come along and stand at our side. He has to put him underneath our feet and keep him there. If you're going to send the devil a message, write it on the soles of your feet and stand on him and let him read it. Hallelujah. The Word of God says, when the Word of God is powerful in you, then the enemy is under your feet. He has to be submissive to you. You take authority. You're the one who's in charge. Because the Word of God gives you authority in the name of Jesus Christ. You're the body. He's the head. He's in charge. And we go with what he tells us to do. Chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And you were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you were formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, as the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience." Yes, there's a working against us. There's an enemy that seeks to attack us. And we were part of it at one time. He says, "And among them too, all formerly lived in the lust of the flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive with Christ Jesus. By grace, for you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the age to come that we might show the surpassing riches of his greatness in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, but it is a gift from God."
Amen.
You were saved by a gift. You were saved by a gift. God has given to you the gift of faith. And the gift of faith has heard the word of God, and it has quickened you, and it has delivered you from the power of darkness. It has set you free. It has given you a hope. It has given you a future. It has given you a purpose. For the mercy of God and the love of God has brought faith into our lives. And that faith could move mountains. He says, "Speak to this mountain. Be thou removed and cast into the sea." When we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't rely on our own thinking anymore. We rely on his Spirit working in us. We don't rely on our own abilities. We rely on his abilities. We don't trust in our own wisdom. We trust in God's wisdom. Amen? You have to remember that when you made decisions in the past, many times there were decisions to sin. Yeah? We'd term it as, well, I made the wrong decision. I made the wrong choice. But today, when we have the Word of God in us, it means today we have the ability to make the right decisions. We have the ability to make the right choice. We have the ability to change circumstances around us. You have the ability through faith in Jesus Christ. You have the ability through that Word of God working in you to change what is going on around you, to say no to what comes against you, and to say yes to Jesus Christ, to say yes to the Word of God. And the enemy, it says, will flee from you when you begin to stand up and speak the Word of God. Then the enemy will begin to flee. He'll begin to go off in another direction. Tells us, yeah, to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Stand on the Word of God. Stand on God's promises. For His promises are true. His promises are real. And as we stand on the promises of God, we will see the miracles of salvation. We'll see the miracles of healing. We'll see our own nature. We'll see our own thinking being changed. We'll see our speech being changed. We will see our own actions being changed. And others will see also. Praise God. But the only way that faith is going to grow, the only way that we're going to conquer, is when we spend time in the Word. And this measure of faith that God has given to each and every one of us, it's up to you to make it grow with this Word. It's up to you to feed that faith. It's up to you to challenge it. It's up to you to let it begin to move in a mighty way. It's up to you to begin to step out in faith and begin to lay hands on the sick. It's up to you to begin to sing and worship God. It's up to you to step out and say, I can pray. The devil's not going to keep me silent. The devil's not going to keep me silent. It's up to you to say, I have no fear.
Amen.
No fear. The only thing I fear is God. Not doing His work. Not doing His bidding. Why do we fear something that has no power?
That's it. Only what we give it. Yeah.
The devil's, you know, they talk about him. He goes around like a roaring lion. The thing is, he's a lion with no teeth. He's a bit of a sucker, really. You know, the only thing the lion's going to do is he's going to gum you to death. You know, he's a toothless lion. But yet, we allow our imagination to make him this. What's the matter? You want to gum you to death? Hey? You know, we imagine this thing called the devil, that he's got power and abilities. He's got no power. He has no abilities. Only that we give to him. When we surrender to God and we allow God to do a work in our lives, he says, we're what? More than conquerors. Amen? We're more than conquerors. Look at the person next to you and say, I'm a conqueror. I'm a conqueror. Now I'm going to take you a stage further. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say that you're a conqueror. It says you conquer conquerors. Did you get that? You conquer conquerors. So you are more than a conqueror. That's what the Word of God says. So tell the person next to you, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Are you more than a conqueror? Ask them if they're more than conquerors. Do they get that?
Are we more than a conqueror?
Nepalese, I mean.
Are we more than a conqueror?
Amen.
One, two. This is it.
We are more than a conqueror. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Ask them in Nepalese, do they believe that they are more than conquerors?
Kito bele biswas konun cha ki parmeshwar ma hami bijay prapti garne chhum bhanera. Ke hami go am ke hami biswas garda chham tyo?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let me hear it. I can't hear it. Yes. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. What about this side? Are you more than conquerors? Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. When faith begins to work, we see mighty things happening. Praise his wonderful name. Verse 2 of chapter 12 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." I might need you just to sort of help me with this one. We've all seen, we do gardening and we've seen caterpillars on our plants, and they're always eating everything, and they're not really very pretty at times. They're quite ugly, and we tend to try and get rid of them. And then all of a sudden, they all disappear, don't they? I just want this to sort of go through, so.
त्यति बेला अब हामीले अब झुसले किराहरू देख्छौँ नि त झुसले किरालाई हेर्दा पहिला चाहिँ अब उनीहरूले हाम्रो अब सब्जीहरू खाइदिने अब त्यस्तोमा खाइदिन्छ अनि अब हेर्दा पनि कस्तो घिन लाग्दो तरिकाको हुन्छ नि त पहिला झुसले किरा चाहिँ
या गुड ओके सो यु सी दैट एन्ड देन दे डिसअपीयर एन्ड देन सडनली इन सम अफ देम दे गो अंडरग्राउंड एन्ड दे बिकम दिस थिंग कॉल्ड अ क्रिसलिस इट्स जस्ट अ हार्ड शेल एन्ड इट जस्ट बिकम्स डोर्मेंट इन द ग्राउंड
अनि उनीहरू फेरि एक्कासी हराउँछ अनि उनीहरू चाहिँ के गर्दछ उनीहरू चाहिँ अब क्रिसलिन भन्ने फोममा हुन्छ उनीहरू चाहिँ अब वरिपरि सेतो त्यो उत्यो कभर गरेको हुन्छ नि त क्याटरपिलरलाई झुसे किराले अनि उनीहरू हराउँछ कता
या यु या सो इफ यु दे डोन्ट लुक भेरी नाइस दे लुक अ बिट अग्ली
उनीहरू हेर्दा पनि राम्रो छैन हेर्दा पनि कस्तो घिनलाग्दो तरिकाको देखिन्छ नि त
या या इफ यु टुक वन अफ दोज एन्ड यु वर टु कट इट ओपन and just open it up, it would be liquid.
And tapaile tyo tyo jhuse kirala tyo seto tyo ma tyo bhayeko bela tela katera hernu bhayo bhane bhitra uchi jhol matra huncha.
Right? Well, not very pleasant, not very nice. But somehow, if you leave it alone, through the creative power that God has placed in the caterpillar, and then in the chrysalis, we have this appearing. No.
Sorry.
You know, you cannot get great people on technology, can you? You know. Shall we try again? So when you let the chrysalis take its, and the power of God of creation move over it, you get... we get this. Hallelujah. From an ugly thing to something beautiful. God has painted, designed it, created it for our pleasure. When you see the butterflies, you think, wow. Do you forget it came from one of those caterpillars that ate all your cabbages? You forget it came from this little chrysalis that was all nothing. And suddenly, with the creative power of God, that appears. That power of creation. I've used that as an example to you, to remind you that when this word, this creative word, starts to work on our ugliness, when this creative word begins to work on our sinfulness, because it is God that is working in us and through us and on us, something beautiful is going to appear in you and me. Something beautiful is going to appear in you and me. Would you like to just... Sorry.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
Amen. That's right. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Glory to God.
पुतली भए जान्छन् त अनि त्यसैगरी हाम्रो जीवनमा पनि अब हामीले अब जब प्रभुको वचन अब हाम्रो जीवनमा हामीले प्रयोग गर्दै जान्छौँ हाम्रो जीवन जस्तो घिनलाग्दो भए पनि जेसुकै स्थितिमा हामी भए तापनि पछि गएर त्यो वचनले हाम्रो जीवनलाई परिवर्तन गराएर हामीलाई पुतली जस्तो हाम्रो जीवनमा पनि एकदमै परिवर्तन अनि एकदमै बलियो बनाउँदछ हाम्रो जीवनलाई
Amen. I want you to say this. Eternal life that we receive is a gift from God Himself, so that you and I may have a new and wonderful relationship with the Lord, the Creator of all things. Amen. Can you do that? Do you want to read it? I want them to get this, that eternal life that we receive is a gift from God Himself.
यो अनन्त जीवन जुन चाहिँ हामीले अहिले पाएको छौँ यो चाहिँ अब हामीले काम गरेर होइन तर यो चाहिँ परमेश्वरद्वारा एउटा उहाँको उपहार हो हाम्रो लागि कि तपाईँ र हामीले नयाँ जीवन अनि यो हाम्रो नयाँ सम्बन्ध परमेश्वर हाम्रो सृष्टिकर्तासँग भएको होस् भनेर
Amen. Yeah? Now I just want to rush on quickly. Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 6 says this. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is God, and that He, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek God. God wants to reward you. God wants to bless you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to equip you for works of service. God wants to equip you for signs, wonders and miracles. Amen. God is not about to beat you up. God is not out there with a big stick looking to see who we can give a beating to. God's not going to do that. God is love. God is love. God does not have a big stick. He's a God of love. Tell him.
परमेश्वर चाहिँ लट्ठी बोकेर अब म कसलाई पाऊँ भने कसलाई पिटौँ भनेर त्यो रिसाउने परमेश्वर वहाँ हुनुहुन्न तर उहाँ चाहिँ मायाको परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ अनि उहाँले चाहिँ तपाईँ हामी सबैलाई माया गर्नुहुँदछ
Amen. And if you continue and read Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about the saints of old, how that they were faithful to God and faith, and they believed and trusted God in the things that He was going to do in their lives. And some of them never received it, but they believed it. Their faith continued to grow. Their faith continued to believe in. It says in verse 39, and having obtained a good report through faith, It is God who gives us the faith, which tells me God wants you to be successful, to walk in the power of the Spirit and not in the power of the flesh. Today, God wants you to be successful. Amen? God wants you to be successful. He wants you to walk in the power of the Spirit. He wants you to walk in His anointing. He wants people to look at you and say, wow, what is it about you? And you can say, it's Jesus. It's the Spirit of God that is working in me. He's come to change me. He's come to set me free. He's come to give me life, and that more abundantly. I came to Jesus because God loved me. It was the love of God that drew me to Jesus.
Oh, more permission, ma. What's the idea? Ne more permission, ma. Je permission ko Maya Byron, Maya Janin, more permission, Maya ni. Mala thabo ki permission li mala Maya ko nuhundo risa banera.
I want you to get this.
Ani maile toba la bondu ko karan ki toba de yo thapaunu banera.
It's the love of God that draws us into the kingdom of God. It's the love of God that draws us into His presence. It's the love of God that sets us free. The Jews lived for thousands of years with the law.
Jewish people are hazaro barsha samma niyam palan garer unar basega thie.
And there's one thing that you can discover with the law, it will not change you.
Ani euta kura tapale yo niyam ko barma thaha paunus ki niyam palan garera manish pariwartan hundaina.
The law will not change you.
Niyam palan garera tapai ko jivan pani pariwartan hundaina.
But faith and the love of God will change you.
Tara parmeshwar ko bishwas ra parmeshwar ko maya le garera tapai ra hami pariwartan hun sakdachhau.
You see, do you ever go to prison? Okay. The law put him in prison.
Niyam le uslae jail khana sam puraya.
Did it change you?
Maybe worse.
Made him worse.
Ane usse usko jivan parivartan hai na uslae jaan kharab banaya.
But the love of God came to him. And what did the love of God do?
It broke through.
Changed him. Hallelujah. And thank God for the love of God that's still in him and filling him and flowing through in him and making him a light and a blessing and a witness and a glory and a testimony to the power of God, and that in him are signs, wonders and miracles seeking to break forth in Jesus' name. But the law would keep him in prison. The law would seek to lock him up. The law would seek to lock him away. But it does not change you. The law cannot change you. And so if you get people saying, bringing the law to you and saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, otherwise God is going to get you. He's not.
नियम पालना गरेर जीवन परिवर्तन हुँदैन नियम पालना गरेर हाम्रो हामीले केही पनि परिवर्तन गर्न सक्दैन तर जब हामीले परमेश्वरको मायालाई हामीले अपनाउँदछौँ भने हाम्रो जीवनमा हामीले परमेश्वरको माया हामीले बुझ्दै जान्दछौँ हाम्रो जीवन आफै आफ परिवर्तन हुँदै जान्दछ
इट्स द लभ अफ गॉड
यो परमेश्वरको माया हो
दैट चेन्जेस आवर लाइव्स
त्यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवन परिवर्तन गर्छ
इट्स द लभ अफ गॉड
परमेश्वरको
माया दैट चेन्जेस our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Okay. Now look at somebody and say this. The love of God has changed my life.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Amen. Nice. Oh, hallelujah. You know, sometimes we need to convince ourselves. We need to tell our minds the love of God has changed me. The love of God is changing me. The love of God is creating something beautiful. Amen. And the past has gone. And all we have is the future. Thank you know, in one sense, thank God we can't do like that film did and go back to the future. You know, go back in time and try and rearrange our destiny. Because do you know something? I think you'd probably make the same mistake again and again and again and again. But when God comes in and He takes hold of your hand and He says, come on, son, come with me. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to direct you. I'm going to give you something so special that you've never experienced before. And it starts with His love. Filling and filling and filling. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. His love that fills us. But it starts with faith. And we receive His love. And the change begins. And then suddenly, we have a destiny. We have a purpose. We have a future. We have a hope. And it's all in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Let's just stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise His name. Stephen, just come out. I just feel I need to pray for you. I know you're busy. You've got many challenges going on in that, new things you're doing, and the enemy can seek to come against you. So come on, let's just pray with him and just lay hands on him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray. Yes. Lord, that divine protection. Lord, that in all the busyness that comes upon him in these next few weeks, oh God, that you would stay totally central in all that is happening, Father. Lord, I pray that that passion and that fire would just continue to burn within him, oh God. And that, Lord, you would protect him and give him great wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we know we can't conquer the world, but Lord, we know you have. But Lord, you can give us the ability to stand in this conquered world. Lord, for your praise and for your glory. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that spirit of steadfastness, Lord, shall be in him. And that, Lord, his faith shall rise to a new level in Christ Jesus. We just ask, O God, for your hand to be strong upon him and for your anointing to continue to be stronger upon him in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given to each and every one of us. And Father, I pray that, Lord, we would nurture that faith in your word and that your word, O God, would cause faith to grow. That, Lord, from that small seed, it will become a mighty faith that pushes back the powers of darkness and brings and set captives free. We just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.